broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We gotta start. I don't understand.
Neil double booked the show.
Neil, for crying out loud.
So you were going to talk to Ian for an hour?
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Sports Talk.
A little unfair,
Bubba and Fee. How you doing, Fee?
Good. How about you, Bobby?
No, I'm doing good. We went on last week. Jack had 2 hours last week.
2 hours last week.
He got over.
He shut it down early.
20 after.
He was out of control. He shut it down early when we talked.
Didn't know you weren't coming.
Didn't know we wasn't coming. We told you the week before we wasn't coming.
We said we're out.
Okay.
You wasn't listening.
Well, probably not. You probably told me you're going out the door, and I was still hearing the outro.
Jack was preparing. We thought we had a big night.
Yeah, we said Jack just run her that night. Went good, too. I enjoyed it.
Good talk.
Hey, let me tell you something. We got great school board school board nominations there and candidates. And
good candidates.
And our school is it's in good hands, and I just absolutely love our administration. Right now,
how about our AD?
That's what I was just getting ready to. A little problem with the AD. Where is Barb Saltmine? Where is Kurt Rammel? Tim Buescher.
I think I called both of them today.
Did you call?
I think I called Kurt and Barb today, different times. Yep.
That voice you hear in the background is the head football coach and athletic director of Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Brent Niekamp. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
How's it going,
Thanks
coach?
For coming up on late notice.
Thanks for having me up.
We were wrapping up the 2019 football season, and when we sat here at the beginning of the season, we talked about expectations, it's amazing how when you look at this season, and me and Fee have talked about this a number of times sitting up there, and that Valley View game,
tough.
It just seems like once that Valley View game.
If it went the other way, what would have happened?
Yeah, that's right. And I know people don't quite understand how little plays here and there make such an unbelievable difference. Amazing. Like if we beat New Bremen, it's crazy how it just snowballs. And coach, we had a tough game Friday against Marion Local, and we're saying goodbye to a bunch of good seniors coming up here Friday night at Versailles. And let's just talk a little bit about what you're thinking so far.
Well, you mentioned the seniors that we're going to say goodbye to, and those are eight guys that I have loved coaching the last 4 years, and I'm really going to miss them. They show a lot of leadership, and they really they're more resilient sometimes than the adults are when you have those tough losses,
Yeah.
We're so down after a game where we didn't play well or a game we felt like we should have won and, we didn't make some plays. And you go back in Monday thinking, how are we going to get everybody, excited and moving again? And they're out there bouncing around ready to go, and us coaches it's a good kind of a wake up call for us. Like, get over yourself a little bit and go to practice and coach them up and just enjoy coaching a great bunch of kids. Cause that's what they are.
Yeah.
And that's been neat because it's been that way the whole season. And, we've had some good wins. We had a great win over at St. Henry the other week. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to phase those guys one way or another. They come out the following week ready to, all right, coach, what's the plan? Let's go. It's so much fun to get a coach a bunch of guys like that.
Yeah, and when you look at these kids here, they've won a lot of games.
Yeah.
And then they've been part of a great little playoff run, and they played it, hats off to these guys. And they're coming in tonight, and we're going to have the seniors on here after religion, and you're going to get to listen to them. And coach, and he's been around them for 4 years, well, actually probably 6 to 8 years. But this is just a great group of kids. And your guys are going to listen to them, and you're going to find out they're just neat birds.
Great kids, yeah.
And they get it. They get what life's about. So, coach, we start the season off, You know, just a little recap here of a little, you know, we have a nice opener and then we lose that tough one at Valley View. And the season, you know, if things go great, and I'm, you know, 6-4 is a great, I mean, with our schedule.
Yeah.
You know?
It was very reachable.
Yeah, that's right. It's,
I mean, yeah.
And a few plays here and there, and then you lose your confidence. And is that kind of, is that, would you say that's part of the, when you lose them tough ones, it's hard to get back on the old, I don't know, when you lose your confidence?
I don't know if it was so much of a confidence thing, as far as like, because I felt like we've continued to get better the whole year. And maybe in some areas, we weren't as good as we thought we were early in the year. So the expectations relative to that was kind of maybe a little bit off. And us coaches and players have higher expectations than anybody, because ours are based on how we play, mm-hmm. and our expectations are to execute all the time and do the things you need to do. Everybody else's expectations are based on outcome. And sometimes the outcome you can't really control, you know, depending on the level of your opponent and different things. But, you know, so the things that we're, as far as, you know, disappointment compared to expectations, it's based on what we expected of ourselves and our ability to play at a high level. And, you know, looking at what some guys could do or couldn't do. And we found those out the hard way early on against some really good teams. But we developed, and those guys that, you know, maybe weren't to the level that we thought, they've developed throughout the year. And it's not always an uphill climb. It's not always every week you're better. You know, it's maybe you're better for 2 or 3 weeks, and then the next week you're worse.
Yeah.
But you know, what it really came down to was those two games that we had that we were in dogfights and had good chances to win, and we didn't make enough plays to win. And those other games that got away from us score-wise, we were going to have a real hard time winning those based on the matchup. And, you know, barring some major bounces of the ball in different ways, those were going to be tough. But I don't feel like our kids really wavered in how they approach things. And that was the thing. And I think we all kind of fell into the trap of, you know, the preseason expectations and everything. And then you get to that third or fourth game and you feel like, oh man, you know, the chances of that are slipping away. But then, because of how those kids respond and how they operate every day, you look at it and go, What am I upset about? I get to go to practice Tuesday and get ready to play another game with these guys. And, you know, that's the really, really fun part. So it kind of snaps that back into perspective, and, you know, that's what makes it fun every day.
Absolutely. I think, you know, being a coach too, you like you said, you got to work with them kids, and you're with them kids every day, and you see what they can do, you know, in practice, where we don't. You know, I'm not at practice every day with you. You know, you can see what they do, and I'm sure there's stuff on Friday night that you think, he's done that every time during the week in practice. I mean, he missed it here, you know.
So yeah.
That stuff happens. I mean, yeah. It just happens.
And it happens at every level.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
You can watch. I mean, even to... I was going to make a Browns joke.
No, that's all right.
Go ahead, let her go.
No, that's right.
You know, we're going to take a quick break here and talk more with Coach, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk about the positives this year and our football team and these seniors and our little levels and they're winning this is going to be a positive show, and we're going to talk about Indian football, and we're going to be coming right back right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
The holiday party season is here, so let Wayne Street Market help you with your party planning. Call them for their famous chicken. They can make you any amount, large or small. Just call them ahead of time at 375-2865 and tell them what you need. Give them a few days' notice for larger orders. And don't forget about their popular vegetable trays, fruit trays, their new sandwich trays, and of course, three different sizes of their famous meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order, and while you're there picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls and all the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, they have it all. Wayne Street Market can take a lot of the work out of your party planning. Just give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
This Friday will be our Indians' last football game of the season. They'll travel to Versailles to face the Tigers. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Get your gang together and head down to Versailles on Friday to support our Indians in their last game of the season. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Beer nuts are awesome tonight, Spencer.
Yeah, I made those myself.
Got them dialed in.
Hmm?
I may have lied about
just
that.
Just right.
I lied about that. I didn't.
You didn't have any, did it?
Well, I poured them out of the jar.
Ooh, that's
into the bowl.
It's a big skill.
And you bought these at Wayne Street Market?
No, they don't have that size of them there, no.
Really?
And I had to get those at somewhere. I don't remember where.
Was it in Fort Recovery?
No.
Uh-oh, you are Mr. Shop Local.
Oh, yes.
Local guy.
And I can't get most of those things at local.
I eat supper tonight.
You take with all the nuts in Fort Recovery.
Yeah. I eat supper at Tin Cover tonight.
Tin Cover?
Solid.
Solid?
Yeah.
Solid?
Potato soup, and I grilled ham and cheese.
Perfect.
Yep. That's perfect supper.
Not bad.
Potato soup a little thick.
Ooh, I like thick.
Do you really?
Yeah, that'd been perfect for me.
If it's too thick, you can just pour a little water in it or something.
I should have put a little something.
They'd have thinned it out for you if you wanted it. Most people like it real hearty.
Mm-hmm. Game 7 tonight, World Series. Who you got? Care less?
Don't really care too much.
I'm rooting for Washington.
I am too.
Because that'll mean that the visitors won every single game.
That's crazy.
I don't think that's ever happened.
I hate to say this, but I don't think I've watched two innings of the World Series.
I watched three pitches.
I'll stink on for like one batter.
Calvin's texting us last night. Yeah. What an inning! I'm like,
I go back to it. I get to it. It's 2-1. I'm like, what happened? It wasn't that great? I thought it was like 9-0.
But I find myself doing that in a lot of sports. I have a hard time watching, other than the Browns, which I should not watch.
Yeah, that just gives you a heart attack.
I don't watch a lot of like I used to. I'm usually out working in the yard or working in the garage.
I'm
Yeah, tinkering on the car.
Yeah. Something like Brent does. Yeah. You're getting a new neighbor.
Changing oil.
Tim Kaiser. I heard Tim's moving out to home place. I'm heartbroken.
Yes.
Who is going to clean our driveways?
You're done.
We're going to be snowed in forever.
You got to step up.
I'll get Andy in the shovel.
Andy doesn't realize how bad that's going
to
be.
Might take him a while to do all
Tim
of those.
Tim Kaiser's the greatest snowblower of all time.
What about the dogs? We're going to bring the dogs. We're going to drive
down
there now.
Yeah, she's going to keep the dogs.
Yeah, but you have to go all that way, almost a mile and a half.
Did you see Todd Post on Channel 7 last night with his triplets?
I saw the picture, but I didn't see it on Channel 7.
They're at the Dayton's Children's and the NICU, and they had a picture. They're all dressed as Dalmatians and Sarah and Todd. And we also want to give a shout out to Abby and Brent and Sam, our your sister, my daughter. Their friend Sandra Sudoff had surgery today or yesterday. And brain surgery, and we're praying for Sandra for a good outcome. She's a great kid. And
always get a shout out to our buddy too, Les.
Absolutely, and I was just going to that.
Hey, we got to go to Les too.
Yeah,
we seen him. He made it around here Friday night. Watched the game.
Yeah, he went out
and had a drink with us.
Yep, went out to Bowling Out. That was great to see Les. That was great. Coach, we played Marion Friday night, and Marion's Marion, you know, and they beat Anna, and we played Anna two weeks before.
Yeah.
And they were men.
Yeah.
They're as impressive as a high school football team. And when you look at these teams in our league, and you know, New Bremen is having a great season, and if they can get by, I think they're, from listening to Bruce, a lot of things happen for them not to get in. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're pretty much in.
Yeah.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's going to be five MAC teams in, and they're loaded. And when you look at Marion Local, they was impressive. Defensively, they brought the pressure.
Oh, defensively, they were a major handful. We had a lot of trouble running on them. And then when they got us into passing situations, we didn't have an answer. We couldn't protect well enough. And that can snowball on a team, you know, that when they're so good at pressuring a quarterback and they can get in a guy's head, and then it's really, really hard. It was hard to see that the good things that we did in that game because of how dominant they were defensively against our offense. Our defense against their offense, we did some good things, though. We held them to less than 4 yards a carry running the ball. We had some stops on our end of the field. So, you know, and that's kind of like I was saying before, that's a testament to our kids and how they play. You know, they wanted to keep playing and see if they could make the next play and keep competing and test themselves. And, you know, all right, whatever it says on the scoreboard, okay, whatever. Right. Let's play the next down and see if we can do something good.
And that's a character of the coach. That's a character of the kids, your seniors, the leaders who say, hey, boys, we're here. We're representing the purple and white, and we're going to play hard. When you talk about Marion, that first Thursday, they converted 2 fourth downs.
Yeah. Yeah, we made them earn it.
Absolutely. You know? We did. And we, I thought our defensive line played well.
Yeah.
Now, Coach, speaking of that, like, you know, you watch this stuff on TV and stuff, which I know nothing, but, like, when you see the blitzes and stuff coming, who's calling that out? It's like, does the center look at that and say, yell over at his buddy and say, hey, you're going to have to, 51's coming hot or somebody. How do you pick that up? They always talk about picking up a blitz.
It can get really, really complicated. And, you know, at the NFL level, I know the center's talking to the quarterback and the running back.
Well, I know, you always see him doing this and pointing out at this guy and that guy, you know, and it's like,
in a high school, there's, especially in a program where kids play both sides of the ball, you just don't have as much time to put in that many different protections. Like, basically, we have three. And,
like me as a lineman, if I take 2 steps back and I'm supposed to block the lineman that's sitting away from me, and I see a linebacker coming 100, you just hit the first guy you can hit. More than likely.
You kind of have to do that.
You just try to
Well, what we do, our base thing is it's, they call it a half slide. So there's a direction that the line's going to slide. And so let's say you're sliding to the right. So your center, right guard, right tackle slide to the right. And then the two guys on the backside are manned up. And then the back fits on the backside. So it's like you three got those three, and you're sliding, and they can move around, and you can pick them up in any way. And then the backside is locked up, and they'll pick those three up. In some way,
hopefully, yeah,
right, that's a pretty sound way to do it. That's how a lot of people do it, and the tricky part is when they can bring four to one side, because you got three on this side, three on this side. You don't have enough for four.
Now you got some back,
and then you're starting tailbacks on the bench. So you got
right. Then he's got the most reps of picking that stuff up,
picking it out.
And Marion did a really good job of getting four there or fooling us into thinking it was, you know,
backing out, not,
left, right,
backing
or something, going the wrong way and bringing an extra guy.
Yeah.
Which is what everybody does, you know. And if you watch on the NFL on weekends, they'll show that they're bringing four from this side and then drop everybody off and bring three over here when you've got everything pushed the other way. But it's really hard to get that stuff communicated pre-snap.
Yeah.
And then you're asking your quarterback to, whoever that, you know that guy that we can't block? You have to identify him and get rid of the ball.
Yeah,
because realistically, if the defense can always bring one more than you can block. If you do the math, if you're man-to-man coverage, there's one guy for the quarterback.
Yep.
So if they want to roll the dice, and some people can do it that way, and some people are really creative with doing it with, you know, through more smoke and mirrors and kind of fooling you into blocking the wrong guys and bringing this guy instead. But that's tough.
Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, you look at that on Friday night, and it was just like, how many guys are they bringing? It's like, how do you stop that? You know, but they were coming from everywhere.
Most of the time, it was five.
Yeah.
Which it looked like more than five. But in that, it was like, it was three to one side that really looked like four.
Yeah.
And they would get that fourth guy through.
So in this process, when they're bringing the heat and Smitty's running for his life, and when the offensive line comes in, okay, after, is there a lot of pointing fingers and yelling and stuff like that, or is everybody?
No, it's more figuring out what's going on. Like, yeah. That's a lot of our conversations on the sidelines is us talking to the kids and them, like, them telling us what they're seeing, us telling them what we're seeing, and figuring out how to untangle it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what was happening most of the time was their nose guard would not let Josh slide to the right or to where he needed to slide. So the nose guard was sticking on him, and then they were bringing three more guys.
Coming in right behind
him. And we only had two, and we couldn't get him to pick up the third guy.
Yeah.
So now we need to have better answers than what we had, obviously, but, you know, you got your plan, you go in, you roll with it. But
yeah.
And that was pretty creative and pretty tough. And Josh was like, in his mind, I got to block this dude because he's, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. So we turn our attention to the final. We're going down to Versailles to play a Versailles team that is a lot like us. You know, they've had a couple of close games that they can't pull the trigger on. I think their records are they 3-6 or they?
They might be. Yeah.
So it should be a good one Friday night down at Whole Field, and I always like going down there. And we're going down and meet Coach Bayshore beforehand.
Yeah,
and
great time. That'll be perfect.
Yeah, and Coach, talk a little bit about this week's preparations and getting them ready. And tomorrow's the last practice for these guys that are coming in here. And I'm sure that it'll be a fun one.
Yeah. We had a really good week of practice. Monday was a really short night for us, mostly just film watching and walkthrough because we had a JV game. We had our last JV game Monday night with Versailles coming here, and our guys won 14-12.
Yeah, seen that.
And our JVs have had a great year. They finished out the season playing really well, winning at Anna. They lost a tough one to Marion last week, but they beat Anna and St. Henry and then ended up beating Versailles in the last game of the season. And those guys have really developed. Like, I told them after the game Monday, I said, I wish you guys could see the difference that I can see from August till now and all you guys, because they've really come a long way.
Yeah.
And as a group, and that's what I'm excited about. I love watching those guys come along through the years. And so, Monday was a short one because of that, but it was great to get a watch and coach those guys in that JV game. And then, you know, yesterday and today were our full pad, you know, physical days, and they were good practices. You know, guys are upbeat and I think just excited to play out their last game this year, and just to be able to just go through the process of preparing and playing a game one more time.
Yeah, that's right. And when you look at, you know, if we get this W and whatever happens, you know, when you beat St. Henry, and there's been a lot of years, and we all know that we would just about give anything to beat St. Henry.
Oh yeah.
And when you look back and you think, hey, let's finish it off. And let's get through here in 4-6 and thank the seniors and you know, get prepared for what's next. Yeah. And I mean, that's about the only thing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, and that's, you know what? That's what we should have been doing all year. Yeah, living exactly. Living in the moment, not worrying about everything else.
Fun. Yeah.
And, you know, you break your own rules with that kind of stuff, because I talk about that all the time, and it's easy to fall into that trap. We reminded those kids after the St. Henry game. We said, you guys are team number 5.
Think about that.
Right.
We've
been playing those guys since 1995.
Think about that.
And this team was team number 5.
Yeah.
I said, that's pretty special,
guys. That's something
guys.
To be proud of. Yeah, I tell you what. I remember the first one when we beat them the first time. I mean, that's a special moment for them kids.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something you can always say. I was the first one to beat them guys. Yeah, you know?
That's exactly
right. It's always fun stuff like that in a season. I mean, like you said, I mean, it's tough. And to me, and I'm sure as you as a coach too, and you don't want to do that, but you look down the road always with the season, you know, you think, okay, if things go right, we should win this one, you know, and if we could get this guy here, you know, we'll make the playoffs, that'd be awesome. You know, and that has to be your thinking from the beginning is, you know, hey, we want to win them all. We would love to win them all, but then you look at the teams that we talked about that are just really good teams, great football teams. But still, even if you don't beat them, you still can make the playoffs just by what we've been doing, beating them other teams. And I'm sure when it gets to that, where just like the Valley View game, it's just a tough loss.
I love playing that game.
That's a great game.
Are they next year yet?
Yeah, they're coming up here.
How about our opener? We got one yet?
Yeah, well, we have Lehman under contract still.
Okay, one more. They like it out.
Yeah, and I don't want to push them. Their coach is a good guy, Dick Roll, and he's their AD too. And
so is that something you do now? You start looking if you can find one.
Oh yeah, we.
As soon as you find one, you'll say, "There you go, dude."
That's a whole other show. That's a whole we could do an hour on. People
start hunting.
Oh my gosh, Mogador yesterday posted that they needed week 2, 3, 5, and 7.
Think about that
for next year.
For next year.
Not 21.
Wow.
Next year.
Wow.
And then you see all these teams up north going to the 8-man conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or eight-man, right? They're 8 players.
8-man ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why, like, you know, with a team like Lehman, you could be a jerk about it and say, well, you got to play us.
Right.
But if they have some bad things happen, kids quit, kids get injured or whatever,
you ain't got no game.
Then you're left holding the bag that way. And he would never want to do that to us either. But that's the reality. And that happened to a bunch of teams this year. I remember when that happened coming into the beginning of August, when all of a sudden the AD message board was blowing up with all these teams looking for games because like 5 schools went 8-man.
Ew.
And it was just a scramble.
Ew. That's bad.
Yeah, that is.
Yep.
We are going to take another break. We're going to come back. We're going to put the AD hat on Coach here, and we're going to talk a little athletic director stuff. Sports Talk presented by Wayne Street Market. Coming right back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high performance New Holland L234 skid steer loader.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Chevy Malibu, which has remote start, backup camera, navigation, and only asking $13,900. Hastings also has a 2017 Dodge Journey GT, all-wheel drive. It has heated seats, remote start, backup camera, only 29,000 miles, and asking $19,400. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, and test drive our selections at Hastings. Also, get your vehicle ready for winter driving ahead.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 5th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 5th.
Lutheran spaghetti supper.
Spaghetti supper, can't beat it.
Yep. No, you can't beat it. You go there and you see all the wonderful people there, yep. Chuck and Kathy, and they eat their spaghetti, and yep. Although a little watery.
Dude, I get double, hey, well, that's what double
the,
saucer.
But the, that's what Fee told me. He double sauces.
Well,
double
saucer. I get the breadsticks.
I do get breadsticks.
And the breadsticks and the juice and yeah, doesn't matter how watery it is.
Yeah, I need more. I need more sauce.
Double sauce.
Yeah, but I get it every year. I love going to Lutheran church.
I am too.
You ever go there?
Every election.
Yeah, you know, it's a tradition with them for
you.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah.
And they got about 20 different kinds of desserts.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a bad.
I can only usually eat about 3 or 4 of them.
It's tough to let them make the decision.
That's right. We got. We're switching hats here, and we're going to talk a little bit about the athletic director job that you're now in 9 weeks in. Well, actually, you're about 3 months in, and so when you look at how football coaching has affected your athletic directing, that thing been a good process so far?
Yeah, I love it. I'm really
good.
I enjoy my days. They go fast. I like having different problems to solve on a day-to-day basis, you know, and dealing with different people. I love working with the other coaches. That's really, really fun to have that opportunity to talk to them about their programs and where they want to go and the things that they need and the problems that they have and trying to help each other through that kind of stuff. I think it's going really, really well and I'm enjoying it.
We Friday night after the game, me and Fee go out to bowling alley with the commissioner, and we sat out there probably a little too long.
A little long.
And we sat out there with the new head basketball coach, Coach Melton, and we're going to try to have him on next week.
Yep.
And man, he's a great guy.
You got to go.
Yeah. Corey Curry's going to love him.
Yeah.
His intensity level's tuned up a little bit.
He's fired up already.
He's pretty driven. He's super organized, and he's been great to work with. The experience that he brings, I think, is valuable. You know, I find myself listening to things that he does or talks about or wants to do and thinking, oh, I think I might steal that because that's a good idea.
Great idea.
And, we're never too old to learn, are we?
Oh, no. And, I think he's going to bring some really good stuff to our basketball program.
And then you look at your girls basketball coach and Holly Stein, and if you don't love that girl, I mean,
she's got to be exciting.
Oh,
be fired up right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And
if she coaches anything like she played,
yeah, she's just a neat person. She's just a neat person who the kids are going to love.
That
is great.
And if you think of, you know, pick somebody to work with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, my daughter's a seventh grader, but going down that path, pick somebody that, and you think, absolutely, yes, I want my kids working with Holly as much as possible, because she's that kind of person.
Right.
Yeah. And Coach Melton's that kind of person, too. When you talk to him, you think, you know, do I want my child to play for them and be part of what they're doing? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, as much of that as they can get, because they're going to learn such good stuff.
Yeah.
And then, Coach, you look at your volleyball program and you know, hats off to Coach Rogers, and what a game Thursday night.
Wow.
And a heartbreaker of a loss. How close that team is to being the best team in the state of Ohio.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they just continue to just, they're first-class kids, first-class coach, and we're pretty lucky to have her in our staff, too.
No question about it. I thought those girls, I got to see them a lot this year, and I thought they played their best match and their last match.
Yep.
And you know, it was within, you know, a fingernail or two of pulling it off.
Yep.
But, you know, when you see those kids playing that kind of game, in that situation, and they show that kind of poison intensity, you know, that you could just tell they were playing on a different level than they had played in some of those matches earlier in the year. And yeah, I'm proud of them, and I'm proud of our coaching staff for that kind of season.
Great season.
Absolutely. And then you look at your cross country team, who, how about that? Girls making it out to the district, the participation level's up, it's just pretty good school to be the athletic director in right now.
It is. It really is. You just mentioned our fall coaches, and then you should have mentioned Joe Bruns and girls golf, and Jalen making it to regionals, and the boys having a good season with Coach Sanders. And those are great people to work with. Mm-hmm. And it's as much fun as I have with my program and my staff and my players, it just brings more of that to me, getting to work with these other programs and coaches. Mm-hmm. And seeing, I don't know anything about cross country or volleyball. I can't pretend I know anything about volleyball. I can't even get it. All I know is I love it when they hit it really hard.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
And we got a lot of those.
Yeah, whenever I see Paige Forkamp or Whit Rammel, I say, just swing really hard and try to pound it into the floor.
And I love it when they hit it off the back wall.
But it's really, really cool to watch those kids and the coaches part of programs that they really, really care about and want to do well and achieve what they can and play at a high level. And we're all trying to get the same thing,
sure,
with our kids and our programs. So it's great to be part of that and to be able to help them do those things too.
Mm-hmm. And now you're getting ready to start the basketball season, and that is going to be pretty hectic too, because that's one of those deals where
it's wide open.
Yeah, it is freaking
girls
wide
and
open.
Boys, and you got it going; it's wide open.
And you got it set up now to where now we have a and I set. We go to the volleyball games. We set up there, and there is each game has a site manager. Is that correct now?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that works out pretty good because you have somebody there who's in charge.
Right.
Because, first of all, it's smart. Everybody's got it but us, I think, until this year.
Yeah.
And I think that helps everybody.
Yeah. And this was something, obviously, I couldn't do this job and coach football without this piece of it, but this is something that we were moving towards anyway, because you're just not able to cover all that stuff with one person, and you really should have somebody there who is designated as in charge, and it's just better that way all the way around. So then I'm able to move, to hit a little bit of this game, a little bit of that game, check on people, make sure things are going well, and
Now, is the site manager thing, is that a junior high thing too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Because I figured a lot of times junior high boys are playing over there and the girls' basketball's here and they're all on the same nights.
Right.
So that does give you a chance to sneak in and out.
Yeah. And that coverage before would kind of be, most of it fell on the AD, but they would say, hey, to one of the principals, hey, can you cover this a little bit, or can you cover that? And now we can, hire some people for, not a ton, but make it worth their while to be there and just help oversee things. I always joke to them that they're going to have to break up fights and stuff like that, but we don't have
to. Maybe between Neil and somebody else, but other than that.
Yeah, big brawl.
Yeah.
Bro.
Neil's a fighter. We talk about, and I know this is like a suck up deal, but I freaking love Mr. O and Mr. Brown, and they are at everything. Them two, and Coach O, or Mr. O, he's just a neat guy, man. And people in Fort Recovery, as they get to know this guy, they're gonna love him more and more because. He's just a good dude.
He's a good dude.
I hit it off with him from the very first time we met, and I had to do my scouting report on him when we first hired him. He came from Troy, and Matt Burbacher was the football coach down there. He was at Fort Laramie, yeah. So I knew Matt and coached against him and everything. So as soon as I, Bill Overla, all right, Matt, who's this? And he texted back right away, you're going to love him.
Yeah.
And he was right. We hit it off well, and we've gotten really close since I've stepped into this role. And, he's first of all, he's an administrator, so he understands how a lot of those things work. But he also understands how, some of the ins and outs of being an AD, because he did that for a while, too. And then also coaching football. And so I find we talk a lot.
Yeah.
And he's been a great resource for me professionally, and he's a great friend.
Yeah, right. You, and so now let's talk about the tough stuff as athletic director. Refereeing, getting referees lined up, scheduling. How's that going? I mean, is that
It's really not going too bad, and I almost hate to say that out loud because you just wait for things to get really tough. But this year, a lot of that stuff was already in place. I just had to confirm there might have been a game or two that needed shifting or officials for this or that. But most of it was already there. Now, next year, if everything's screwed up, that's my fault.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because I'm getting all that stuff in place now. The mechanisms are there to do it, and it still comes down to working with people. So
it's
always good when you can give somebody a phone call that you know and have a good relationship with, and can ask them questions, or they can help you find the right person.
Sure.
To help you do what you need to do. We're kind of lucky in Mac country also that people want to do our games.
Yeah.
Officials want to do ours because they're probably not going to get abused by fans. They're not going to get headbutted by kids. And
I don't know. Look around here.
Some of these guys.
Greasy's a little shaky back there.
And they're going to be able to officiate really, really high level quality performance. As good a ball games as you're going to see.
Well, I guarantee you that as a referee, you'd much rather go see a great game that's going to be at high energy, big crowds, than to go watch some blowout.
Sure. Yeah.
Boring to do. Now, also, do you have the commission? He helps you out on the MAC game?
Yeah, and that's another big piece of it for football and basketball for the varsity games and the JV games for the MAC games in basketball and for all the football games, he takes care of them. So he finds
a little bit of load off of your back.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And he's got, we got our regular people that we like to have in, and they like to help us out, and it's a good situation.
Before we let you go here, we got some kids gathered around here. They've been a pretty special group here with your program, and you just, you want to say anything negative about them right now, you got a good chance because they're all standing here. If you want to, they're ornery. They look ornery. I don't know about this beard. I don't know.
They're about eight,
I like it.
About eight faces for radio. I can say that much about them.
It ain't the prettiest class to ever come out for each other. I'll tell you that right now.
They're fun guys to coach.
Yeah. We're going to get them up here. And Coach, I appreciate you stopping up, buddy.
Thanks
and we'll
for
get
having
you
me.
During basketball season.
Yep.
We'll stop up and
see how things are going.
And the door's always open to you, my friend.
Thanks.
That's Coach Nate Camp for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Coach.
We're going to take a break. Come right back with the seniors right after this.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting a Veterans Day and Senior Citizens program on Monday, November 11th in the elementary middle school auditoria. Breakfast will be served at 9 a.m., followed by a program featuring Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kramer, Public Health Flight Commander at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. There will also be a brief performance by the middle school choir, and some of the 8th grade students will read their essays on Washington, D.C. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend this event. Please call the elementary school office at 375-2815 by Friday, November 1st, and make your reservation so they'll know how many people to plan for. If you know some local veterans and senior citizens, be sure to let them know about the Veterans Day and Senior Citizens program at the elementary school auditoria on Monday, November 11th, with breakfast at 9 a.m. In honor of Veterans Day, 10 Snips will be giving free haircuts to all veterans and current military personnel on Tuesday, November 12th. Walk-ins from 8 to 11 a.m., appointments after 11 a.m. Call Kenny 10 at 375-2872 for your appointment. Free haircuts for all veterans and current military personnel, November 12th, sponsored by 10 Snips and the Sons of the American Legion, Post 345.
We're back here at Bubba and Fee Show, 9 o'clock. Who's going to win the World Series? Who do you like tonight?
Nationals.
I've got Astros.
Astros all right.
I was kind of hoping for the Nationals till they booed Trump.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. You don't
be booed.
President. Come on, dang it. Come on.
You think they might have booed him in Houston?
Together?
They might have booed him in Houston, too.
They might. Well, I'm sure they would.
Probably
booed him everywhere.
So.
We're joined here by the seniors. They just rolled in, and they most of them went to religion. Some of them skipped.
Eight of them babies.
Eight of them, and they're all around good guys. First on the list is
Riley Pearson.
Riley, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
You be your old hat here. You've been up here many times.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing Boy Scout promos when he's in the seventh grade. So
he's been all longer than we have.
Yeah. He probably started about the same time.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good. You had a hell of a game the other night. Running back kickoffs, and you've had a hell of a career, and you're a fast old, you know what?
Huh? I like seeing him out front.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. Hardest hit you've ever taken?
Well, let's see. Hardest hit I've probably taken actually wasn't one getting. You know, I've gotten smacked a lot of times.
Yeah, I know. You take kickoff returns are going to get hit.
Yep, I think it hurts a lot more to give a hit, really, when you're trying to tackle a guy. I think it was a guy at Parkway this year. He came out to me, and I just got ran over.
He nailed you.
I was seeing stars from a couple plays.
Did you say, hey, trainer, you might want to check me out?
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Riley, you've been an integral part of our program for years, and not just in football, but track and as it winds down and tomorrow's the last practice and you got your cohorts here, you know, are you an emotional type guy?
It's bittersweet. I'm content with the career that I've had, but it's sad to see it go for sure.
Yeah,
a little bit too.
And that's the thing about being part of a team and being part of with these guys and your buddies and we're going to go out there to Versailles tomorrow or Friday I say bring them on. What do you think?
Absolutely.
I think it'd be a good one to end on.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys got nothing to lose. Let her fly.
I win the 50-50.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
All right, so that sound good? I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
We kick their you know what?
Yep.
And we go on. That's my thinking. Well, how's school going?
Pretty good. I take classes out at the lake campus.
What?
Right.
He's smart, Bob.
College.
Yeah, it's a college credit plus program.
You're a senior there, bub.
Yeah.
Why are you Wright State?
Because he can do it.
Because he's smart.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he like? Is he the smartest guy on the football team?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think?
Hey, there's some brothers. Yeah. We got some pretty smart guys.
Who challenges him? Which one of you guys?
Owen.
Owen, get him. You. If we take an IQ test, yes. Who wins it?
Me.
No. Neil, you're out.
I know I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't even know what IQ means.
Riley, you're a class kid, man. We wish you nothing but the best. Mom and Dad, want to give them a shout out? Who's your mom and dad?
Scott and Amy.
Scott and Amy, and they've been with you for thick and thin, and they go to everything. And when you look at, I remember you walking up on senior night, and they're proud as a peacock walking up with their son.
And I saw Grandma was there, too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great. Big guy, we wish you luck and the best. Let's get one of them Friday night. What do you think? All right, next up, who's next? Come on, Atch.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Have you been on before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Track?
Yeah.
He's another old hat.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, you're professional.
It's nothing.
Give you your name and...
Jacob Atchison.
Jacob Atchison and Mom and Dad.
Rod and Lori.
Rod and Lori. And and it's winding down Friday night. And can you believe how fast it went?
It went fast.
Really fast. When you think about football and you're seniors now. And what are you thinking college-wise?
I'm actually thinking about going to the military.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yep.
Well, I'm fired up. Buddy. That's awesome. What we're at?
Marine Corps.
Marine?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, so that's easy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you've had a hell of a season, and we talk about memories and looking back, and that was a great win over St. Henry the other night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And you had a hell of a game there, and when you look back, and as you, what was like your... number one thing you'll remember when you look back as playing a football player?
Pretty much just going out with your friends and just playing a sport you love. Yeah. You know, just being out there with your buddies and just having fun.
It's hard to, if somebody who's not in sports and not understand the team concept, it's hard to put into words what it's like to be around your buddies and to go fight. And that's just something special about being part of it. And when you see these guys, and although they're very pretty, when Coach Nick Camp talked about, they are pretty good eggs.
Yeah, it's a bond that you can't find anywhere else.
No, that's exactly right.
And you're like we talk about, you'll come back at your class reunion in 10 years, and all the stuff, all the games you played, and the things you did. And another thing I was going to ask you, your pick at the Valley View game.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool is that when you got that ball and you're looking at that end zone thinking, I think I'm going to make this?
Yeah, it awesome. Shocked me, yeah.
Oh, man, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was. How about you? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
And you going to give her a name?
Anna Wendell.
Anna?
Yep.
From Fort Cover?
Fort Cover, yeah. Fort Cover.
She listening?
Her grandma might be.
Grandma might be. Grandma?
Grandma.
Yeah. Well, I think you'll give her a shout out. Is she texting right now? Is she on?
I don't know.
You gotta say, hey Anna, how you doing?
Hey Anna, how you doing?
All right. Good job. How was homecoming?
It was fun.
Good time?
Yep.
Did you do any dancing? Can you dance any?
Nope.
Who's the best dancer in the class? We got
Carter.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Carter,
poor guy.
He's one down right now.
Patch, we wish you the best of luck in the future, man. You're a class kid. Have fun tomorrow night. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. We're going to hit two more of these hoodlums right after this. Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchenandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchen & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having karaoke with RTA. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
This past Saturday, October 26th, the Fort Recovery High School Marching Band traveled down to Cincinnati to play at the Turpins competition, Forest Hills Band Expo. We got second place in our class, third place overall, and qualified for state. It was a very good performance. Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, after OMEA moved the state schedule around, it conflicts directly with our Disney trip, so we will be unable to perform at the state finals, but we did qualify, and the kids are super proud about that. I'm proud of them. They fought really hard, played in the rain, persevered, and got the one. So it was a great end to a great season.
This Friday will be our Indians' last football game of the season. They'll travel to Versailles to face the Tigers. Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bruns will bring you all the action live with the pregame show starting around 6:40. Get your gang together and head down to Versailles on Friday to support our Indians in their last game of the season. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk. How's it going?
Good.
Love you, man. Introduce yourself.
Carter Rockwood.
Carter Rockwood, senior at Fort Recovery High School. You got something on your knee, brother. I didn't know anything. I didn't even know you got hurt.
Yeah, a little bit.
I saw him laying him off.
Early in the game, late in the game?
I think it's about late third quarter.
Late third quarter.
I was thinking Friday.
What happened?
Strained my patella and dislocated a little bit of my kneecap.
Yep. So you're out Friday.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
Do some cheering, buddy.
That's right.
Cheer your buddies on.
Yeah, be a coach. Got to coach him.
Coach him up a little bit.
Rumor has you went to the Buckeye game Saturday.
Yeah, I did.
Chase Young an animal or what?
An absolute animal.
Freak.
He is a freak.
He is a freak.
Oh, my God.
That was unbelievable.
I know it. That's 4 sacks, 1 game. That's the most sacks he ever had in a game. Right. Anybody here? Most sacks you ever had in the game?
I think just 2.
2?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's really
damn good. Ain't it?
One's really good.
One's really good.
So, did you shout out to parents?
Kathy Rockwood and Damien Kunk.
Are you? Are they listening? Mom listening? Everybody listening?
They could be.
Girlfriend?
Nope. Oh, God, what was that?
Lie.
Nope.
Do you have a date to the homecoming?
Didn't go?
Excuse me? Why?
I don't dance.
But he can dance.
I mean, stand in the corner like everybody else.
Check out the girls.
I'm all right.
You all right? How about the beard? How's that coming in?
Just a little bit.
Looking good. Hell of a lot better than the other guy. You got a beard. You got holes all over his. What? This is bushier, though. You kind of got a little bit of the Amish beard going.
Yeah, I got mine trimmed up. That's why.
Did you trim it up? Who's your trimmer? Kenny?
Me.
You? What?
Me.
You did it?
Yeah.
Trimmer up.
Can you believe that you're a senior already?
No, I can't believe it.
I know, it's unbelievable. When you look back, it is. You know, you've been a part of a lot of wins.
Yeah.
And you guys have to take that with you, you know. This season didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but we'll go get them Friday night, and no matter what the hell happens Friday night, you guys did Fort Recovery proud.
Sure did.
Thank you.
And that's exactly the way you're going to look at it, because... And like they said before, it's all about the team and all about hanging around with your buddies.
Yep.
And you got to be proud of what you've done.
Yeah.
You know? Although Marion was mean suckers. Man, they was coming after us, wasn't they?
Yeah.
They had 14 people on the field.
I think they did.
They were cheating. They had to be cheating.
They had 14 against our 11.
There was guys coming from everywhere.
Pretty sure it was 11, but...
Wasn't 11.
Looked like 14 to me.
Yeah. It felt like it sometimes.
That's right.
I bet, too.
What's your game plan after school?
After school, I plan on attending tech school, get a 2-year degree for automotive.
Oh. There you go. Look me up, brother.
Amen. Yeah. That's exactly right. Hey, we wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
You're a class kid.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, come on, Mets. State your name.
Keaton Metzger. Mom and Dad are Jerry and Becky Metzger.
You guys... You're we're wrapping up here, okay? And you know, we graduated with Jerry. We ran around with Jerry and what a neat guy your dad is. And when you look back, and he don't miss too many games either, does he?
Nope. Pretty cool.
That's right. So we wrap it up Friday. Can you believe how fast it went?
No. Huh? Too fast.
It did. Did you play all 6 years? Junior high on?
Yep.
Always. What position did you play?
Basically O line and D line.
O line, D line.
Yep.
Best hit you ever had?
It's probably Coldwater. I got my first sack in a scrimmage my 8th grade year.
Got him?
Yep.
How about hardest hit you ever took? You ever took one where you thought, I'm pretty sure I'm dead?
Yeah. That was also my 8th grade year. I was running.
Coldwater.
Same running. Guy you sacked.
Nope.
Yeah. Clobbered you.
Nope. We were running, and I think it was on a punt, and I turned around. I was running backwards to go block, and I turned. Some kid just came up and smacked me right in the side, and it's like, what the heck just happened to me?
How's school going?
Good.
Grades?
Good.
You name beers?
A's and B's. Yep. That's awesome.
You, what's your hardest subject?
English.
Who's the teacher?
Leifeld, but it's not.
It's hard. Not. You just don't like it.
Yeah.
I know. I hate. I didn't like any of them, really. I was just a bad student. Really bad. Not as bad as he was, but
bad. Recess. He liked recess.
Yeah.
And lunch.
Yeah. Lunch. Ate the hell out of chili and bread and butter. I still got bread and butter with your chili?
No. We get peanut butter and jellies now.
You do?
Yep.
Every day?
No.
Like, what was for lunch today?
Chicken and noodle soup, and we had peanut butter and jellies with it.
Nice.
Not bad.
Can you buy extra peanut butter and jellies?
Yeah.
Is the lunch good at school anymore?
It's not bad.
Not too bad.
Chicken noodle soup, though. What else do you have with it? Grilled cheese or anything?
No.
Just chicken noodle soup?
Celery.
Celery and chicken noodle soup.
Oh. You got to have the vegetable. That has to be in there.
How about Casey's? You go to Casey's any?
No, not really.
I tell you something. I had a pork tenderloin from Casey's. And I love, you know, everybody. I eat everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the best pork tenderloin I ever had in my life. Yeah. You ever had one?
Nope.
I've checked them out.
The best you've ever had in your life. Better than Minor Dings. Better than...
They're never open.
The old Minor Dings.
Oh, okay.
Better than Toby's. Better than the bowling alleys. Better than Brick Street Tavern. I don't think so.
I don't know.
You calling me out?
Yeah.
Calling him out on that.
Saying I'm an idiot?
I didn't say that.
Like, he did call me an idiot, didn't he? Like, what's your game plan after school?
I'm going to go into the workforce and work for my dad at his business.
Dad's got a pretty good gig going out there, don't he?
Pretty successful business going out there.
You
going
to live in that house?
Thinking about it, yep.
Are you?
Yep.
That a boy.
You've been a great kid to watch play football for the last 4 years. Me and Fee have you know, we don't miss hardly any games. Nope. You know, it's always bittersweet for us, but it's always great to be able to come in here and talk to you guys because
it's kind of why we do this.
We see you out in the football field, sure. You know, but this gives people a chance to see, you know, behind the scenes and listen to you guys. And you guys are first class kids and you're top of the list, okay? Good luck the rest of the season.
Yep.
Thank you. Give them hell Friday night. Next up, who we got? Come on, big fella.
A booter.
Arguably, say your name.
Josh Mullenkamp.
Josh Mullenkamp, mom, dad.
Luke and Tammy.
Arguably the best punter we've ever had in our program.
Yeah.
Huh? Would you agree with that?
No doubt. Knew I was going to get this question.
What?
No doubt.
I mean, you think hardest football you ever kicked, the longest?
About 70 yards.
No, no.
Yeah, but
the one.
Five of that was on the roll.
He's had some bombs.
70 yards.
Yep, from 30 to the one.
Could you go to college and kick football? Is that something?
I could. Probably walk on somewhere.
Yeah, because you, I mean, the thing about him is not only does he kick them now, but he spirals them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's hard to do. I'm a good kicker.
Left footer.
See?
Left footer.
Could I kick the ball? Neil, shut up.
He'd kick her a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, I could go out there right now and make a 35-yard field goal.
I don't think I could hit an extra point.
What?
Being realistic, no.
Yeah, you could. You know, if something would happen, would you come in and try to kick an extra point?
I mean, if Coach told me to, I'd try.
You ever tried?
Yeah. I've tried it before.
Do you guys all try that? You ever get just go, excuse me. Yeah. Just see who the best kicker is.
I don't think you've ever.
Anybody fart right now? Somebody just.
Not me.
Huh? Oh. Somebody did. Yeah. Maybe. I heard it.
Neil, I might have dropped it.
What was it?
Trim.
Was it trim?
Always
a
trim. Always a trim.
How's school going?
Good.
Good. What's your favorite class?
My favorite class would probably be anatomy. It's a college credit.
What?
College credit. It's a college credit anatomy class.
You guys are way too smart. Yes,
that really sounds like fun.
And what's your game plan for school?
I'm going to go to the lake for an undergrad, and then I'm going to either be a physical therapist or a chiropractor.
Well, good for you, my there friend. That'll be awesome. You look back in the 4 years, and you've been, like we talk about, a lot of these guys, huge part of the success of our program. And and you guys are too young to realize what our program was like a few 10, 12 years ago when we were really struggling. And you guys have done nothing but handled yourself with class and made Fort Recovery proud of what you've done. And you, my friend, probably the best punter we've ever had in our school. And that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know? So
pretty cool.
Congratulations. Got a girlfriend?
Yep.
And her name?
Destiny Schaefer.
And she listening?
Probably.
Yes. You gonna give her a shout out?
Hey Destiny.
Hey, what's she like? That goat or what you?
I think she likes it.
You think she might like it? Yeah. Mom and Dad, what do they think of it?
Dad usually just makes fun of me.
Does
a little laugh?
I'll make fun of you.
Yeah,
it is kind of you.
I'm impressed.
Well, that peach fuzz?
I can't get any of that.
You can't grow anything?
No.
Nothing.
Rocks.
You look good, brother.
Thank you.
All right, good luck Friday.
Hey, let's win one. Let's win one Friday night.
Good job, buddy.
Go out
next. Who we got left? Okay. We're winding down. We got three left, boys. Shaney. Shaney's old hat. He plays every sport.
Yep.
He was a manager when she was 3 years old.
Yep.
Huh?
What's that?
He was a manager when you was like, what, three?
I don't know. Can't remember back that far.
But he's always been part of some program at Fort Recovery.
Yep.
And I got to say this, okay? Nothing. Like, me and Fee stand on the... We stand on the press box. We stand on that ledge, and your mom straight is off to the right. If I don't love that lady.
She is awesome.
She is intense. I'm telling you. And Dad, you know, they support you in every way, but your mom, and she's one of the top, man. She's I love her.
Great fan. She can hear from the field sometimes.
Oh, I bet you.
Yeah, I'll bet so too. You
hear from catcher.
You hear catching too? Yeah, that's great, Anna. you play a lot of sports at Fort Recovery, it's hard to believe it's winding down, ain't it?
Yeah, it was real quick. I remember
fast football season.
That was real fast.
This year seems like it. Yeah, I agree with you. It went fast.
Seems like we just played Lehman.
That's right.
Jeez, that's fast.
This lost our heartbreaker to Valley View. Still makes me mad. That was a killer.
Yeah.
Killer game.
That was
a great game. But it was a tough one to lose, that's right. Yeah. So when you look back, Owen, what's your memories of being involved in the football program?
I think out of all the sports I played, it's the best bond I've ever had in any sport is just in football. The families or the friends I made in football is just, I'll always be friends with them, basically.
Yeah. People don't understand that bond in a football. I mean, because it's like that foxhole mentality, man. You don't do it. You're doing it for the guys beside you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And people don't quite understand that bond. And you're right, man, when you talk about being part of the football program. School-wise, how you doing school? Pretty solid?
All A's, yeah.
Really? Well, yeah. Brag a little bit. Girlfriend?
He's smart. Oh, no, I'm solo flyer.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
So we got a shout-out, and we have any girls out there listening? No. Are you in the looking? Or?
I don't know.
What's this on your, what do you got on your, you growing a little stash or duster?
I've been growing out for about 17 stash. Years now.
17 years?
Yeah. It's getting there.
I know you're a straight-A kid, and what's your game plan after school?
I don't know. I attend either Toledo or Cincinnati and major in mechanical engineering. Probably.
Now your brother's at Toledo, right?
Yep.
He seems like he's getting along well, huh?
Oh yeah, he likes it.
Yeah, I'll bet he does too. So you wrap it up Friday, and then you're a football, baseball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't play basketball, right?
Not this year, no.
Did you play last year?
Yeah, I did.
So you're JV last year. Yeah, that's right. So you're giving her up this year?
Yeah. Complicated.
Yeah, is it complicated?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And we don't have any basketball players here, do we? Anybody doing?
I don't think so.
CYO. How's our CYO team going to be?
Oh, you'll be St. Paul CYO is going to be good this year.
Are they going to be good?
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
You fired up?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? We're going to state?
Easily.
Easily, we're going to state. Yeah. St. Paul CYO team. You're calling it now.
Calling it now.
Now you're going to have it on the radio.
If we can get somebody that'll announce it. Yeah, we've done.
I love Molecamp kid, does it? Drew?
Yeah. Drew. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's fabulous.
Does he play?
Yeah, not for a parish, but.
He plays for St. Joe, I think, doesn't he?
I've heard talk that he might be playing high school ball this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah, we've done it. We've done it twice at CYO State. So yeah, that's not any problem at all.
What's your biggest hit?
Oh boy,
I don't even know. Isn't it kind of fun though when you smoke somebody and you get up and you kind of look at your buddies are kind of giggling? And that has to be awesome.
You ever get hit so hard you cry?
No, I mean I get hit so hard I just get up and like. What even happened, but...
See, I would cry. I'd like to say, I'd just start crying.
Somehow I don't think that'd be very intimidating.
Huh? You ever are you crying? You guys ain't never cry. Man, I just go back home, ball my eyes out. You never done it?
Yeah, I could cry.
Oh, no, not football.
Nope.
Can't run with it in. It's too uncomfortable.
You can't run with a cup in.
No.
Stroll. That didn't really help in football.
You don't wear cups in football?
No.
Nobody does.
Then that's that crying thing you're talking about.
That would be the crying
thing. That's where the crying thing comes
I don't know if that's crying, but it definitely bring tears.
That would definitely not be it.
I'd be crying. There ain't no doubt about it. Shaney, good luck to you Friday, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You're a great kid. We wish you the best of luck, buddy.
Get her in baseball.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Come on up here, Alls. Where's your beard at?
I don't have one.
Okay. You're out?
Nope.
Why not?
Like that.
Left it at
Can't
home.
Can't grow one.
Can't grow one?
Nope.
You're out?
No.
State your name.
Mitchell Pugh.
Mitchell Pugh. Man, you look like his dad, don't you? Yeah. That unbelievable.
A little bit.
The smile is unbelievable.
Yeah, a little bit.
So give a shout out to your parents.
Jeff and Jenny Pugh.
Jeff and Jenny and just wonderful people. And how's harvest going?
Good. We got it done. Shortly.
Better done?
Are we done?
Shortly. How much there?
Really?
Yeah, it's a bad season.
Was it not good?
No.
Did you prevent it playing anything?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't been doing nothing then?
Nope, playing football.
Playing football with no farm or nothing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dad chew your ass out, say, get home, we got stuff to do?
No, not too much. He understands football season.
He likes watching that and falling. You know,
oh, yeah.
I guarantee it.
Loves it.
So school-wise, what's your game plan?
Thinking undecided yet college, but going for ag business.
Yeah. Good for you. You had a hell of a year defensively. Your name said a lot, and when you look back, and is that your favorite, like defense? Your favorite?
Yeah, I'm more of a defensive guy, but I also love offense.
Yeah,
get some big blocks. It's fun.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Was Marion? Did you? We had a tough little stretch here, Atlanta and Marion at home. They were pretty good teams.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're just good.
They were good. And I'm sure that other teams have played us and thought, you know what? They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
What's been your hardest hit? You ever had one where you're crying?
The hardest hit I took? Nah, not this year, I wouldn't say. I mean, I remember sophomore year on kickoff, going against Nick Hawk and hitting him. And, ooh, that.
Ooh. Solid. Ain't Hawk the one took Homan out?
Took Logan out.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's 3 yards.
Sent him to Dayton Hospital. not funny, but.
Not his clean sideways. Whoa, that's a hard hit.
Mm-hmm. He is an animal, Hawk is.
Yeah.
Do you hit him, any?
Yeah, he hit me.
Did he hit you?
Yeah.
I think we did pretty good, though. I mean, we held our ground.
And we beat him, too.
Yeah, we got him.
Yeah, he's a big old boy.
He's a big kid.
You a Buckeye fan?
No, yeah, but I don't watch too much.
You don't watch? Who's a Browns fan?
No, not really a sports watcher.
Really?
Colts fan, I'd say more.
Like the Colts?
Yeah. Colts are tough.
Colts could
win the Super Bowl.
They are good.
Mm-hmm. Browns are not going to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Bengals definitely ain't going to win the Super Bowl.
No.
Andy Dalton says you're They benched him.
Trade me.
First round pick at this point.
I think he said trade me.
Yeah, but you can't trade now. Deadline was yesterday.
No. Yeah.
That's exactly. Stupid. Just my thoughts. What's your favorite subject in school, bub?
Probably ag.
Did you have a date to homecoming?
Yep.
And who is it?
Brooke Collig.
Brooke?
And is that your main squeeze?
Yep.
Is she listening right now?
I'm sure she is.
Brooke!
Hey, Brooke.
Yes, hey, Brookie.
Hey, Brookie.
We like Brooke.
Hey,
she's Brookie. Awesome.
Hey, Brookie.
Hey, Brookie.
I guess, was she the homecoming? Who was the homecoming king?
Those two.
He was.
And Brooke. Too.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. You guys date and you're the homecoming king and queen?
Hey, they're a cute couple.
That's stupid.
I think that's a little opposite of stupid.
No, you can't have couples being the king and queen.
Okay.
You ever get anything?
No.
You ever get on the court?
Nope.
You loser?
A little bit.
I never got nothing
school.
Either. I think I was rigged. I think it was against fat people. I'm serious.
Hey, I'm with you.
Huh? You think so? Could have happened. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. What about, so your game plan is go to egg school?
Yeah.
So what would that be?
It's like a 2-year deal?
I think bachelor's 4-year.
Yeah.
4-year.
So like who would be in egg school?
Ohio State, ETI, Wright State, yeah. Wilmington.
Yeah.
Well, you're just a neat bird, you know, and we wish you luck. And
a lot of fun watching you play.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. You should be proud of the effort you gave.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, get one
good
more
luck, man.
Hey,
let's get him Friday night.
Let's get a sack, too.
Yep. Who's next? Okay. Oh, God. Here he is.
way to welcome him in.
What's up, Grease?
Not much.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Now, are you a baseball player?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you played, you had a couple big hits this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. What game was he at his big hit? He's like, didn't you win a game for us?
Yeah, he hit a home run.
Pitching machine. Hit a home run and
say Acme.
You didn't hit a home run.
You want to say Henry. I don't know who we were playing.
Drilled one.
You hit one out?
Yeah.
Over the fence?
Yeah.
No.
Left field fence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Wind. Yeah. It's like his 70-yard
wind was blowing in at 80 miles an hour, and he hit it through the wind.
Blasted it through the wind.
Did he rock it? How's it's hard to believe, ain't it, that football's coming to an end?
Feels like yesterday I was getting hit by Tyler Atchison.
He's a wimp.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So Tyler Atchison graduated how many years ago? 4?
Yeah, probably.
So he was a senior. You guys were freshmen?
Yep.
So you guys were on state team.
No.
1 year.
Oh, they won as a junior. That's right.
Yeah. 1 year away.
Well, I'm sure he was all there. Nope.
Yeah. Do they still do like the drills where you go up against each other and just pound each other? And then you just kind of get to draw them out of a hat. So you get stuck with
the really?
Big boy. They kind of match you up, so it's a little bit.
They try to match us up closely
so
to
you
low.
Don't completely get killed.
So when you guys look back, like tomorrow at practice, and it's your last practice, anybody get emotional? Like, are you guys like, oh, dang it, boys? Friday after the game will you guys go somewhere and have a little bond, hang out Friday night after the game? Anybody got a party or anything?
Cry session.
Oh, cry session. So where are we going? Being fee invited or not?
We might want to come.
Your house?
Hell yeah, come on down. He got a pool.
Go swimming.
Wow.
Ice skates. Get a little cold.
You got a heater in there yet?
No.
Anybody got a jacuzzi or a hot tub?
There we go. We're going to Josh's house.
We know where we're going Friday night, boys. I'll bring my Speedo.
Oh, wow, man.
Oh, wow.
What's your game plan after school?
Most likely workforce. Maybe future colleges if I get a scholarship.
There you go. Good for you. What about your give a shout out to your mom, dad?
Tony and Jesse Greasy.
You are you a Cubs fan or not?
Oh yeah.
Cubbies.
So you brainwashed?
No.
Yeah, from your dad? You're brainwashed.
No.
I mean you kinda like the Reds.
Oh no. No.
What state you live in, Halls?
Ohio.
Makes sense. Reds fan.
No.
Buckeye fan?
Oh yeah.
Oh boy. Browns fan?
No. I like winners.
Ouch. Is anybody here a Browns fan?
Wow. Wow.
Shani, you're...
Oh, no.
No?
Bengal? How many Bengal fans we got here?
Bunch of losers. Heavy stuff.
I like the Bears. Come on.
My Bears are all right.
Double doink and lose a game.
They still have kickers.
Their kicker sucks, don't
he? Every year.
Can't get a
kicker. Yeah, it is. What's your favorite class in school?
Probably human physiology.
What?
Like human physiology. Took it last year. That was probably my favorite.
Good one?
Human physiology. Who teaches that?
Mrs. Sweeterman.
We didn't have that one in school, did we?
Oh, boy.
I like basic math. Basic science.
A lot of basic.
Art.
Art's good.
Yeah. Ag.
Paint.
Anybody eggers here? So how come you didn't go to the
convention?
Football season.
Gotta play football.
Yeah, that's right. So when they get back?
Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So what's your, when you talk about, school and your girlfriend. You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, Kayla Wall from St. Henry.
And Kay, who is it?
Kayla Wall.
Is she listening?
No.
Excuse me? She don't like us or what? St. Henry. Yeah.
She don't know what she's missing.
Well, she had the football game and beat them?
Oh, yeah.
Did you point to the school board and give it?
No.
You didn't rub it in?
No, not at all.
Did you go there after the game?
No.
Why?
Curfew.
No curfew during football season.
Okay.
Is there?
No.
Is there a curfew?
Not really.
8:30.
You're all.
Whoops! Suspended.
You're all, nobody can play Friday night.
Suspended all of you.
Are you? When you look back and this is it, you know, and are you? You seem like emotional or anything like that?
No,
not one bit. No, it's ready. Let's move on.
Yeah, move on to next. Move on to baseball.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You'll be throwing before you know it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the sack with what we got now. It's pretty awesome. Well, guys, I just want to, first of all, thank you for coming up here on late notice. Shaney, thanks for getting that lined up, buddy. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, buddy. No problem.
I wish you guys the best of luck, okay? And when we bring you guys up here, one of our favorite shows is whenever we bring the kids in.
Yep.
Because it shows, and me and Fee talk about this all the time, how groovy you guys are. I mean, you guys are pretty groovy other than Rockwood over there. With his beard. No.
That was unnecessary.
You guys are class acts, man. We wish you the best of luck. We root for you. You guys have done nothing but make us proud of the Fort Cover Indians fans, okay?
Hey, when basketball comes, too, get down there in that cheering section. We'll be watching you down there. And you guys, I tell you what, I watch every year, and it seems like the senior football players are always in the front row down there and leading the cheers, and it's pretty cool.
It is. Just like, you know, when you look back and our following, the kids have been tremendous this year at football games.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how many kids go. It's great. It's wonderful to see. And the reason they do is because you guys follow them. And it's the schools. Yep. You guys got something good going right now. Good luck Friday night. And thanks for everything you've done for
school. Thanks for coming in, fellas.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Cooper Farms will be hosting its 13th annual Turkey Trot 5K on November 2nd, 2019 at 10 a.m. with all proceeds benefiting State of the Heart Care. Kick off your November with a cool morning run or walk with hundreds of your closest friends. Water and refreshments, including a turkey meal, will be provided to all participants after the race, along with door prizes announced throughout the event. To register and find additional race information, visit cooperfarms.com and click the sign-up banner at the top of the page.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fifi. That's always a fun show.
That is a great show. All right, nothing better than bringing them senior boys in. And
yeah, I agree. They, you know, another thing is I take my house to Brent. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the thing hasn't turned out the way it went this year, but but he comes up now and he just, you know, he's just Brent, you know, and he gets it. He understands it.
Yep.
You know, it didn't go away on the wins and losses. It didn't go away when it wanted to, but
as far as nobody wants to win more than him.
No, right.
I mean, he wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like nothing, but.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun for him to do. I enjoy that. I think, like, the defenses and stuff. You don't realize all the stuff that goes in there.
No, I agree.
But there's a lot of stuff you got to teach.
But like you said against Marion, it looked like 14 against 11.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
And they were just coming. And then when he explains it, you know, three guys go. It's kind of neat to listen to and explain. And
yeah, it's over my head, but I never figure it out.
Never heard anything about that shifting stuff until this year. The Buckeyes. Somebody asked on one of the interviews, and they talked about their first quarters are so bad, and their second quarters are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "Well, we adjusted our line, and it makes a big difference." You know, it's like that's pretty cool to be able to do that on the fly and see what you got to do and plug up a hole that's there that shouldn't be. And
we got to give a shout out to the volleyball team what a season they had.
What a battle.
Coach Chelsea and
senior should be proud.
They should be very proud. And
heartbreaker. Gosh,
7-3 last game. I'm thinking we're winning. We're going to the regions.
Oh no! Once they got up through, I just thought when they started the last game, okay. The biggest thing about this 15-point game is you got to get out to a good start.
Yeah.
We come flying out of the gate, 7-3. I'm thinking, we're in.
Yeah.
But that volleyball is such a momentum.
It is.
It just jumps on your back, and all of a sudden.
And I think there was a couple of just really close hits. I think the right calls were made, but there are a couple of them that were just barely out of bounds.
Well, yeah, it's a game of inches, man.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it really is. And it goes so fast. A couple of them, I've seen a couple of them this year, where the official made a wrong call, but is in the middle of a game that didn't make much difference.
Didn't matter.
For the most part, that happens so fast. I don't know how they can possibly do it, even when they're standing right there.
That's right.
That is really tough.
Yep. Shout out to our good friend and Reed Knuth and the high school band who are doing us all proud. Man, qualifying for state. And,
got the old fire trucks out.
Yeah,
there.
And
that's awesome.
And Fee, you know, we talk about they qualify for state, but they're not going to be able to go because they're going to Disney World. I can understand
that. Not a bad give then.
Yeah,
I'm a little give and take. But that's not a bad give.
That's right. But they qualified, and hats off to that band. Nobody works hard as they do.
No, and they worked hard, and you know they won a couple of those contests and still didn't qualify. But you gotta love them. They didn't give up. They kept going. And like we talked about, you know, I think when it got to late in the year, they probably knew that even if they made it, they probably weren't going to get to perform in state. You know, that shows how tough it, you know, that's pretty cool out of Reed.
Well, it's a bright thing.
Through there. Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we are going to qualify before the season's over.
And
by gosh, they got her done.
You know, we get everybody up here, and one thing we got to do is give a shout-out to our cheerleaders.
Yep.
Them girls are, you know, and there's a bunch of them. And
I tell you what.
And Courtney does a great job with them.
Football. You got to respect them girls.
Yep.
They get in some ugly weather.
That's right.
Because a lot of times it's 90 degrees and they're sweating crazy. And then
the next day they're sideways wind. And
we'll get, during basketball season, we get coordinated girls
Courtney
up here. Bring them up here and we'll talk to the cheerleaders.
Senior girls in there.
And, you know, Friday night's their final and the game will be on 40 Recovery Radio and Hobbsy and Brunzy and they'll have it on. And then we'll turn our attention quickly to basketball. And the girls basketball, I talked to Holly tonight and their first scrimmage is at home next Thursday versus St. Mary's. So we're going to try to get the basketball coaches on next week. I think Coach Melton said that he was available.
He acted like he could do that.
And we'll get Coach Melton up here and hopefully Coach Stein.
Yep.
We'll
pick their brains a little bit.
Pick their brains and
what they're expecting.
Let's get a win Friday night and cap it off here with these seniors.
I want to see these boys go out with a winner.
That's
awesome.
Right. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We're going to call it a night. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight and tune in Friday night. Indians and Versailles, get your butt down whole field. Let's get them guys a W.
Yep.
We'll
see you next week.
listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.